Hola amigos, mi nombre es Andrés. My name is Andrés. La rocola del rolo del Latin jukebox, because music is a lovely universal language. Bienvenidos. Hello, my jukeboxers in the house. How are you? How are things going? I'm happy to be back. Unfortunately, I had a hard stop for 3 to 4 months because of my 9-to-5, but I'm back. I'm back and I'm happy to be back with this great episode. And now that I'm back and now that I have this wonderful chance to podcast again, I am here with my great friend, Erin from Hits Don't Lie and Tarot Heroes. How are you, Erin?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so happy about this talk we're going to have.
Me too. This is going to be very, very exciting. Happy that we had this chance to schedule this meeting. It's going to be a wonderful conversation. But before starting and before getting there, just for the people that don't know Erin, I'm pretty sure that it's just a few people because Erin is popular around the place.
Aww. So thanks.
So maybe Erin, tell us a little bit about you, your podcasts, all your projects.
Yeah. Yes. So my main podcast is Hits Don't Lie podcast with my best friend and co-host Jacob, and he and I have been on your podcast before. We had a great time, or we've had you on our podcast.
I was at your podcast. We were talking about Spanglish songs.
We had a lot of fun, and it's sort of a friendly competition show. We pick a topic and we choose our favorite songs under that topic, and then we sort of decide together on a top five. And we've been on a long break for over 2 months, I think, but we're coming back soon, maybe next week. And a little side project that I do by myself, anybody that wants to learn tarot cards, I'm going through it card by card, week by week, with a special guest each week. And that is called Tarot Heroes. So that's it. That's all about me.
That's wonderful. And where can people find you? Where can people find the podcast? I don't know, your Instagram handle or Twitter handle.
Yeah. Hits Don't Lie Pod. It's at Hits Don't Lie Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. And then the Tarot one is at Tarot Heroes Pod. And then I don't know if anybody's doing threads anymore. It was really popular for like the first week, but I still like it. You can find me on there too. Same handles. So there you go.
Yeah, good. It's good that you mention it because I am part of threads right now as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm liking it. But I don't know if I still feel like the traction is on the X side. Well, Twitter, formerly mm-hmm. Twitter. So I'm kind of in between. But yeah,
I'm not gonna call it X.
It's so
I'm
hard.
I'm gonna keep calling it Twitter.
It's so hard to change the name and even the logo. It's so hard. It won't be easy for me to get used to it.
No.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. And today's topic. Okay. Today we're gonna talk hugely about Karol G because Karol G released an extended version of her Mañana Será Bonito album. And this extended version, the way I see it, is a darker side of the Mañana Será Bonito album. It's like this extended version is called Bichota Season. And there are a few songs there and we're going to go through them and we're going to kind of see our thoughts. So yeah, Erin, what are your thoughts on the whole album? Like, what are your first impressions?
Right. You said it's a darker album and I was thinking it's edgier. Like there's more girl power and maybe not so much girl power, but definitely like hyping herself up and showing her status in these songs and showing her tough side on these songs.
Absolutely.
But there are still a couple of songs mixed in that keep it in the Mañana Será Bonito mm-hmm. vibe. It's a good mix. It's an interesting release. I mean, I feel like she could have called this, I mean, she could have released a deluxe version of Mañana Será Bonito, but this works okay too, so.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that. Yeah, there are 10 songs. The songs are not long. Like, the whole album is, I guess, 30 minutes long, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it starts with a song called Bichota G.
Oh my God, this is so amazing. I am super happy.
And Bichota G, what I found... What are your impressions about Bichota G?
I sort of have a similar feeling about the first two songs together. This is also including the second song, Okidoki. But Bichota He or Bichota G is like, it's the hype song to get you into the album. And it's like an introduction to the album and herself. And this is one of those songs that I was saying before. She's talking about her own hype and her own status and her planes and her cars. And it's sort of just letting you know as you step into the album, this is Bichota season, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, agreed. Absolutely. That's the thing. This song is preparing you for what's coming up on the next 9 songs.
Bichota E, por los aires en el G, el culo es AM, de fábrica al piquete, va llegando el billete, no me fijo cuánto es, ni sé cuánto me até, solo sé que coro, ne, en París como el PC, los diamantes de lejos, ven, calladita pa' que tose, de, tose, tose, sabes que soy la para, la vieja.
Of empowerment song, like where she mentions how she has what she has, but it hasn't been free. Like, she has been working really hard through it. And it kind of, we're going to talk about S91 later, but the topics are pretty correlated. And the rhythm is very urban. It's hard to define, but it's also a good listen. It's also good for the people that are coming into the Karol G's world. This is her roots. Like, this is how she presents herself right now after she's gone through a lot of things and a lot of hard situations. So it's a good start. Probably not my favorite of the album, but it's a good start. It's a good way to say, yes, this is Bichota season. And the way she goes through the whole playlist, I feel it's an interesting journey.
And it's interesting that you mentioned the beat of the song, because I looked it up and the producer for this song, okay, you know, she usually works with Ovi on the drums, right? Like, for years. Yeah, for years she's worked with Ovi on the drums. And by the way, you can never miss an Ovi on the drums songs, because it's always like, Ovi on the drums. You'll never miss one, right? But I looked up the producer for this song, and there are 4 tracks produced by Sky Rompiendo, who is a producer that she hasn't really worked with before on her songs. And so I just thought that it was interesting that you mentioned the beat. This song and track 2 and a couple of others are produced by this person who is not Ovi on the drums, but they have produced a lot of hits. And yeah, it's a new sound.
It's wonderful that you mentioned it. Sky Rompiendo, he used to work, or I think he still works with J Balvin a lot.
Yes.
A lot of the J Balvin Colores album was produced by Sky Rompiendo. And yeah, so I think Karol G wanted to explore a little bit about different sounds. She wanted to bring a different flavor to this album, because a lot of people can think that Karol G is not only Karol G, it's Karol G and Ovi on the drums, but they are two different entities.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good that you brought that. It's very interesting fact. And that brings us to our next song, which is Okidoki. You were talking a little bit about that one a bit ago. And then Okidoki is a more hype song. Like, it's faster, it has more energy. It kind of accelerates a little bit the vibe of the album for a bit, right?
Right. And this is not my favorite on the album. I think I actually like Bichota He a little bit more. But I forgot to mention my favorite part of the opening of the album, which is the clip of Carol G saying, "Oh my God, this is so amazing. I am super happy. Wow." Which I didn't know that, but she didn't record that for the album, but it's from a real video clip of her talking, which is really funny. But back to Okie Dokie, it is sort of distinct. It has this, what I say sounds like an anime character talking in Japanese in it.
Japanese.
Yeah, it's a different vibe. And my co-host, Jacob, lives in Japan and he does speak Japanese. So I missed an opportunity to get him to tell us what that means, but I looked it up.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I think she got caught up a little bit with the Bad Bunny's, I think it was Jonaguni or something. Like there was a song where Bad Bunny spoke a little bit in Japanese. And I think Carol G brought a little bit of that song and she said, or maybe she thought it was good to include a little bit of that and also telling the world exactly what you mentioned. Like in the beginning of Bichota G, she speaks English, but it's a very raw English. It's not an stylized English.
I love her English accent, by the way. Yeah. I love it when she speaks English because she does have a strong accent.
Exactly.
And it reminds, because she's from Colombia, Shakira is from Colombia, and Carol G's accent in English reminds me so much of Shakira's way back in the day. I'm talking like first blonde hair, those interviews. It sounds just like that.
Exactly. And I feel that's the way us, like Colombians, like we start learning with that raw style, with that accent, that strong accent to pronunciate words and to articulate ideas. I think that's very Colombian. I don't know if that's Latin, but at least Colombian it is. And it reminds me a lot.
You recognize it.
Yeah, you recognize it. You can listen as well to Sofia Vergara. She's kind of with the same tone and ideas. Yeah, it's very, very cool, very interesting. And then she brings in Okie Dokie a Japanese part. And actually, yes, you're right. Maybe Jacob could have added a couple cents here on the last part on what she wanted to mention or what she wanted to say.
I looked it up. I looked it up for us.
What does it say? What does it say? Bring us the light, Erin.
Okay, according to genius.com, the introduction phrase to Spanish, it translates to eso es suficiente.
Eso es suficiente. That's enough. Uh-huh.
And then again, according to Genius, there's some talking at the end. And in Spanish, the translation is that tengo mi propia vida. Eres malo. Mi vida es mía. Me siento mejor de lo que pensaba. Me divierto más que antes. So it's like, I'm doing a lot better now. I have my own life. And yeah, you're not a good person. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. The energy of this song is a lot higher than Bichota G. And in this Okie Dokie song, basically, she's kind of breaking up with the guy. And she's just saying, you know, you're not going to forget about me. And don't call me. Okay, this is kind of a rated R thing, but don't call me a whore because the mistake was yours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my life and I'm better now. So it's kind of what she wants to bring here. And those are the first two songs, empowered and a very powerful message for women, for all the ladies out there. I don't know. I feel that's the message that Karol G has been bringing during the last years. A lot of empowerment and a lot of, hey, you got this, you're strong, you're brave, and you are the best. And that's a message for women, basically.
So many of her songs have that same message, exactly. I'm finding.
A lot.
And is it just me, or does it seem like a lot of her songs refer to her famous ex, Anuel, who she was engaged to? Every time she comes out with a song like this, I'm thinking, is this about her famous ex? I don't know. I saw in the news lately that even though they broke up 2 years ago, he recently released a new song about her, which is ridiculous. And it's basically saying, you know, that guy is not as great as you, or that guy's not as great as me, and he's not going to be better than I was, which, first of all, get over it, move on. She's happy and she's like the most famous woman in the world right now. Yeah. And second of all, her response to that song is track 3, which is probably my favorite song on the album. Mi ex tenía razón. My ex was right.
Contigo los días de playa me dan más calor. Por ti me olvidé del pasado y no guardo rencor. Me en la cama me curaste todo lo que me dolía. Me pusiste a latir donde ya no me latía. A ti sí te creo cuando me dices mi amor. Mi ex tenía razón. Dijo que no iba a encontrar uno como él. Y me llegó uno mejor, que me trata mejor. Mi ex tenía razón.
Absolutely. And that track 3 has a lot of Selena vibes, a lot of, and even in her video, in the music video, because the music video for this song was released the day the album was released, and she has a shirt with Selena, like a print of Selena Quintanilla, and it's a tribute with the rhythm of the song. This is a very regional Mexican vibe. It's not reggaeton, definitely, but she got us used to this kind of changes with songs like Gucci Los Paños, with songs like
Gucci Los Paños, uh-huh. Is like my favorite song. I love it so much.
It's awesome. She has these changes like Gucci Los Paños and then 200 Copas. She has this kind of changes, and this is one of them. And it's a very, very good song. And it brings us back. When I heard this song for the first time, I thought, oh my God, she's talking about Anuel.
Yeah, it's a response supposedly to that song, and the lyrics basically say, my ex was right, nobody's gonna love me the way you did because they love me better, like they exactly. treat me better. And when I very first heard this song, I was just listening blind with no information. I was like, oh my God, this song is like such a Selena throwback. And I saw in the music video she is wearing a Selena shirt, so it is an intentional throwback to Selena. I wish it was longer. It's under 3 minutes, but I love the fact that it has this classic 90s fade out at the end where the song just fades out. Exactly. And it's just so perfect. It's such a good song.
It's interesting. Yeah, right now, like lately, the songs just end. They just finish with a beat and that's it. But you're right, like in this song it fades out like very, very like what it used to happen right back in the 90s. It's interesting. And I don't know how is her relationship with Anuel right now, but as far as I know, they broke up, they parted their own ways, and they're doing their own stuff. Just for Anuel, it would be a good idea just to move on and just to get over it. And yeah, like it would be, and I know Karol G has moved on because, well, there are some rumors that she's hanging out with Fade and other urban artists. But I mean, I feel this is more like a commercial thing, like more you say things, then I respond back. And then it's like sending messages without saying the name of the recipient.
Mm-hmm.
but everyone knows who is the recipient. So that commercial thing is a little bit weird, and I'm still trying to understand like what's behind that intention of sending those messages behind the scenes in the songs from Anuel to Karol G and from Karol G to Anuel, because they were engaged and they were together for a lot of time. So it makes sense that, yes, they keep a memory and that's okay. But for the intention of moving on and keeping the music up, I feel this is more a commercial thing. But good song, great track. I love it. It's one of my favorites too. And it's Mi Ex Tenía Razón. My ex was right. Exactly.
I think this is going to end up being one of my favorite songs of the year.
Probably. When you think about a summer hit or something that is like a super hit, you don't think necessarily about this kind of rhythm or style. But when you see the video and when you listen to the song, it drags you. You get very, very involved into the sound of the music, the rhythm. It's nice. It's a very, very nice song. It's one of my favorites of the album as well.
Yes.
And that brings us to the next track, which is the first single of the album that was released, I think, last month, S91.
Listen, un flow nuevo pa' que analice. Parto cada pa' y que pise. Desde que el avión aterrice, tengo los míos felices. Eso es lo que siempre quise. Yo no tengo gente que me envidia. Yo lo que tengo es aprendices. Quieren ser como yo, ya los vi. Pero el flow no está a la venta. Yo lo siento, pero el flow no está a la venta. No, no se vende ni se presta.
S91 has kind of the same topic of Bichota G, how she's got there, like nothing has been for free. And in the song, she mentions that a lot of people that didn't believe in her when she was starting, now they are singing their songs, now they are asking her things for different reasons, right? So, interesting song. What are your thoughts there on S91?
This is my other favorite song on the album. I love it. We're back to Ovy on the drums. Mm-hmm. So it sort of has that classic Karol G sound. And I love the strength in this song. And she's so powerful in the lyrics. And I had to look up what S91 means. Mm. But I guess Psalms in English, they're spelled with a P. You know, the Psalms from the Bible. But of course, the P is silent. Anyway, in Spanish, Psalms are spelled with an S. And so it's based on the Bible verse, Psalm 91, which she also recites at the end. And the message of the entire song is like, whatever challenges I go through, whatever gets thrown at me in life, I always make it through and I come out even better each time. And she's just talking about her own success, and she deserves it. You know, she doesn't brag without reason.
Exactly. Her success is not a luck thing. It's not something that she just won the lottery. No.
No te dan miedo los peligros nocturnos, ni las pruebas que llegan con la oscuridad. Pues mi cara en a tu derecha y en mi lado izquierda, pero a ti nada te pasará.
I'll be on the drums.
She started very, very low, and all her progress has been part of a whole thing. She has had a lot of low moments and up moments. So the moment that she's living right now, which is a very successful moment, it's not for free. It's something that she has earned. And I feel that's what she preaches a lot in this song, that it's something that brings people to believe in ourselves. Like, believe in yourself. You know what you have. You should never give up. And then all the things that you are right now, see where you are right now. All the things that you've learned, all the things that you've gone through, see where you are right now. And that brings us back a little bit to that empowerment that Karol G brings. Energetic song. I really liked it. The video is fantastic. The music video has some comics. It's a combination between real characters and comics. It's a wonderful video as well.
I need to watch it.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And again, Ovy on the drums is here. So yeah, another one of my favorites, I agree with that. And then comes Culona. Culona is I don't know how can I translate that to English? I don't even know. It's
well, everybody just Google gulo and then make your own guess from there.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, well, a culona is a woman with a big ass. Like, that's basically that's.
Or you could just say it. I mean, I was going to let people figure it out.
Qué hue puta gana tengo de besarte. Te vi en una foto y te imaginas sin ropa. Te mentiría si no estoy loca por verte. Un ensayincito como te de corona. Qué hue puta gana tengo de besarte. Te vi en una foto y te imaginas sin ropa. Te mentiría si no estoy loco por darte. Con ese jeansito como te ves de culona.
Nos vamos de guayeteo, fumeteo en la disco, mero perreo. Te pusiste mini falda pa' ver si yo te ateo. Un besito pa' sentir ese goteo. Y prendí la cámara pa' grabarte un video.
No te voy a mentir, no para imaginarme tu culo en tanga. Ponte mi espalda hasta que el sol salga.
I damaged the surprise. I spoiled it. This song is with Peso Pluma. Peso Pluma, personally, not of my favorite ones, but I got surprised because when I saw initially that there was a song with Peso Pluma, I immediately thought about the Peso Pluma style and the Peso Pluma songs. And again, considering that Karol G has done this in the past, it would have not surprised me that she brought a Mexican style here, but she didn't. This is a reggaeton song.
Oh, beyond the drums, yeah. And it's totally her style.
Exactly. So she brings Peso Pluma to bring a reggaeton song. I mean, I like the song, but I just feel the lyrics are a little bit weird. You never know, like, who's the recipient of the song? Like, is it Karol G's friend? Is it a woman that Peso Pluma is hanging out with? Is it... It's hard. I mean, I like the rhythm, maybe, but I find the lyrics a little bit weird to absorb.
I will tell you, I do not like this song specifically because I do not support Peso Pluma.
There you go.
And I have a reason to not support Peso Pluma. Would you like to hear the controversy?
Of course, 100%.
Okay, so Peso Pluma, he's basically exploded in the past couple of months. Mm-hmm. He's really popular right now in the Latin music world, so I'm not surprised to see Karol G working with Peso Pluma right now because this is like his moment. But I'm not happy about Peso Pluma because... Have you ever heard of Eslabón Armado and their song Ella Baila Sola?
I have heard the song Ella Baila Sola, yes. That's the, okay. It's the video where they are waiters and they are...
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen the video.
They're at a masquerade ball.
Yeah, that's correct.
And they're both in the lyrics singing about a girl that's there. Ella Baila Sola, she dances alone.
Mm-hmm.
Compa, ¿qué le parece esa morra? La que anda bailando sola me gusta pa' mí. Bella, ella sabe que está buena, que todos andan mirándola como...
So that song is by Eslabón Armado. They're the band. They're a regional Mexican band. And the song is in a regional Mexican style, and it features Peso Pluma. But the idea of the song comes from the singer of that group. And I forgot his name right now, but he's the singer in Eslabón Armado. So he called Peso Pluma. He's like, do you want to do this song with me? I have this idea. Peso Pluma agreed. This song went on to become so popular, it became the first top five regional Mexican song on the U.S. Hot 100. Jesus. That's a really huge achievement. It is. We're talking, this is like the introduction of regional Mexican to the top five of the Hot 100. So the song was so popular that Jimmy Fallon and their producers invited on... Yes, to perform this song, but they just invited Peso Pluma. So here's the problem. Obviously, it's the problem of the show to not get that correct. Or maybe they invited Peso Pluma and they said, you pick the song, I don't know what happened, but Peso Pluma appears on the Jimmy Fallon show with a hired band, not Eslabon Armado. He sings Ella Baila Sola. He's the only person credited.
Jesus.
The band members are not even the band members of Eslabon Armado. Okay, this is my real problem. The lead singer, after that performance, the lead singer did an interview and said, I didn't even know that he was going to be on Jimmy Fallon. And when I saw the performance, I called him and now he's not answering me anymore.
That's crappy. I mean, how can you do that?
So that's the problem that I have. It's, of course, the Jimmy Fallon show did a problem of not saying the name. You know, they just only said Peso Pluma. But it's his problem, too, because he did not communicate with the singer and said, hey, I think the writer and the singer need to be on the show, too. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and then he takes credit of a song that is not from him.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. And, you know, every time I see Peso Pluma, I don't connect a lot with his music. Mm-hmm. And even though he tries a lot, because this song, Culona, he's trying to get into different other genres, to explore other sounds. But I felt that Peso Pluma has gained a lot of success. I'm not going to say without any reason, but I feel it's the road hasn't been too steep for him. I feel the road has been easy, and I think it's because Eslabón Armado. I think Eslabón Armado has to do a lot with his success, and he just bought it, and he's just living the dream. Like, he
accepted it.
Yeah. He's on the top of the charts right now, and everybody now wants to sing with Peso Pluma, and, well, I feel Peso Pluma needs to be a little bit more humble on that. I agree.
For sure.
Yeah, Peso Pluma is not my favorite artist right now, and I'm really sorry. I mean, listeners, believe me, listeners, let's focus here. We're talking about Karol G, and this is nothing against Peso Pluma. It's just that there's no connection. Maybe in the future, you never know, things happen. I didn't like Bad Bunny in the past, now I do. So, you know, music is dynamic and things can change with time, but this is how it is right now. So yeah, well, to me, good rhythm, the lyrics, I don't find the lyrics well-founded, or I just couldn't find the sense. To me, the lyrics didn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, it's part of the Bichota season album. Here we are going to our next song, which is one of my personal favorites, Una Noche en Medellín.
Me too.
Andar sola, ahora quiere que la bese. Se puso ready pa' mover la cola, dar caquillo y buscar su nuevo flete.
Nena, dime si tú estás pa' mí, como yo estoy puesto pa' ti. En una noche a Medellín y te pago el jean.
Papi, dime si tú estás pa' mí, como yo estoy puesta pa' ti. Te llevo una noche a Medellín, que yo soy tu jean.
This is a remix. This was released originally back in 2021 by Chris MJ, and he was the only singer of this song. And then Karol G invites Chris MJ Viña del Mar last year, and they both performed this song. And it went so well that she just decided to include it here in this album as a remix. And when I say the remix, it's because the original was not by her. She just brings Chris MJ, the original singer, and Ryan Castro, and they just do a remix version, which I love. I love the sound, I love the rhythm, I love everything. This is a very, very nice song.
I love this song too. I think they call it a remix. To me, I think it's more like an extended version with added verses. And so if you like Una Noche en Medellín, you're gonna love this version because it's longer and it has more, and it just makes it that much better. And it's a great song. I'm so happy. And she's going to perform it on tour, and I'm going to see her in 3 weeks.
Oh, you're going to see her in three weeks?
Yes, her Mañana Será Bonito tour.
Yeah, fantastic. We want to see pictures and videos of that.
Oh, for sure. you won't be able to miss it. It's going to be all I can talk about.
Did you check the set list?
I did. I never want to know the set list of a concert before I go, but this time it was different because As much as I learn, as much as I love Carol G, you may be surprised to know that I'm a very new Carol G fan. Mm. And especially because all of her songs are in Spanish, I looked up the set list. I made a playlist, which I can send you the link. And I've been learning the words to the songs that she will play in the concert that I don't know.
Nice. So, we would love to see that playlist. Please share it.
Yes, I will send you the link. Nice. It's the tour set list, so you can enjoy it at home.
Fantastic.
The order of the songs.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you very much, Erin. That's wonderful. You're going to have a blast.
Yes. I wanted to mention that at the start, but I got excited and started talking. But I'm kind of glad that there are not very many songs from Bichota Season that are going to be on the tour. It's very Mañana Será Bonito focused, but the good ones, she picked a couple of good ones to play on tour, so I'm happy.
That's awesome. I'm pretty sure she's going to play maybe S91 and maybe Mi Extraña
Razón.
It's going to be a fun time. Yeah, this song, I like it. This is one of my favorite ones of the album. Like, every time I hear this song, it brings the vibes to the top. It's a very, very nice song. And I love the remix. I love this version. Wonderful. This is one of the good ones.
Agreed.
Then comes, I was so curious about this one because Me Tengo Que Ir, you know, I have to go, I have to leave. Me Tengo Que Ir is with one of your artists, right? Like, I know you have some love for Kali Uchis.
Yes.
And when I heard the song, I liked it, and it's so Kali Uchis. It has nothing to do with Karol G. To me, it's more...
I was going to say that. From the very first notes, from the very first moments of this song, you can already tell that it's going to be a Kali Uchis song.
Yeah.
And it's... just has Carol G's voice on it, and it's great. You know, I think it's great here on this album. It's different for Carol G. And if you're a Kali Uchis fan, you're going to love this song.
Absolutely, 100%. Kali Uchis, for the ones that never heard of her before, she's Colombian as well. And her style is very soft, but her style is very Spanglish as well. She sings in Spanish and English. A lot of her songs mix both languages very, very accurately and very well. This song, to me, when I heard it, I was like, this is not Karol G featuring Kali Uchis. This is Kali Uchis featuring Karol G, because
yeah.
Because the style of the song and the lyrics and the Spanglish, I heard a lot of Kali Uchis in this song.
Definitely. And it was also produced by Sky Rompiendo, which surprises me. I looked into it. He has not produced very much Kali Uchis. He didn't produce anything on her most recent album this year, Moonlight, but it just sounds so perfectly. It's like he's imitating the style of Kali Uchis songs.
Yeah.
Or maybe she really works to bring her own sound in. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it was a very good experiment. I feel Sky Rompiendo, he brought Kali Uchis' style of her different songs and albums, and he probably had this conversation with Karol G, and they just decided, you know, let's do this in a Kali Uchis way. This is a very good example of the things that should go well, because Kali Uchis, before listening to the song, you see Kali Uchis there, you start thinking about a soft song. You don't think about an urban song, a very strong reggaeton song. You think immediately that it's not going to be on that note, which is different from what happened with the Peso Pluma song. The Peso Pluma song is totally opposite. When you think about a song with Peso Pluma, you start thinking about banda, Mexican, those rhythms, but it's totally the opposite. So my feeling here is very, very positive. I liked Me Tengo Que Ir. It's a very, very good song, but it's a very Kali Uchis song. It's probably the softest song of the album.
Yes, for sure.
At least of this of this
bichota season.
Yeah, it's definitely the softest one. It's a very good one. And it's good that we have these soft vibes because it brings the energy up and down depending on your emotions and depending on how you're feeling. You know how you come from Una Noche en Medellín and then you go a little bit down with Me Tengo Que Ir and then you go with Gatita Gangster, mm-hmm. which Gatita Gangster is, again, putting the mood up and it's mm-hmm. bringing you to that urban reggaeton style. It's very, again, it has a very, very powerful style. It's with a new Puerto Rican artist called Davey.
Mm-hmm.
And Gatita Gangster, probably not on my favorite ones, but I like it. It's not a bad song. It's one of those songs that I can tolerate. It's a good one.
Yo tu gatita gangster, la que quiere encontrarte. Sin buscarnos, bebé, nos vimos otra vez y nos pegamos al instante. Nos pegamos al instante, como en los tiempos de antes. Fino con flauta maleante, ya hasta los aros lo tiene full de
She, after the album came out, she recently posted on her Instagram a little story on Instagram stories for each song, and for this song she stated that after they finished this song she listened to it for 24 hours straight, only this song,
you see.
So I tried to listen to this song and I'm like, okay, this is pretty good. I don't think it's any better than any other song on here. Maybe it's just not my favorite, but for Karol G, I think for her this one is a super favorite for her.
And it's very interesting. I don't know if it's because...
I think it's her vibe and her style that she really loves.
I think it's her vibe. Yeah, I agree with that. It's a good song. If you want to put the energy a little bit up, this is a good one. And then it comes Dispo, which is another of my favorite ones. And I was going through different comments of people, and a lot of people like this song, Dispo.
Mm-hmm.
Dispo, I don't want to spoil it, but how not to spoil it? What's Dispo for you?
Spoil it.
Okay. Dispo is like a short word for disponible, which is available.
Okay. Like, available. I didn't know.
¿Será que termino con él? Por hijo de puta, por infiel. ¿Sabe que está dura ella? Salió a la disco a pasar la rico a anguiar. Ahora está Dispo, pero no cualquiera le da. Salió soltera, suelta, sata, se dejó del perro, está sola, se lata, yeah. Ya no está pa' serenata, no quiere...
I was waiting for you to explain it to me.
There you go. So Dispo is disponible. Disponible is available. So in this song, she just mentions that she's just available to dance, available to hang out with people. So it's nice hype, nice energy. Again, to me, this one is one of my favorites too. I like this song a lot. Surprised because I'm not a Young Miko fan, but this song brings a lot of energy. Is this one with Ovi on the drums?
This is actually Sky Rompiendo.
No way.
He's a really diverse producer. Obviously, he can do a lot of different things.
Nice. Well, this one is really good. I like this one. This has a very, very good energy. Dispo.
And it rhymes with disco in the song, which I really like.
Yeah. And that's not the last song of the album, but that's the last unreleased song of the album, because after that comes Provenza again. I'm not surprised that she brought Provenza again. Provenza is probably the greatest hit of her career. The song that probably has
really
put her right on the top of the charts is Provenza. And I'm not sure, but I think in Spotify, I think Provenza is the most listened song from Karol G, like the song that everyone listens to when they start with Karol G is Provenza. So I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And then she brings this remix with DJ Tiesto. It's not the first time they bring together a song. There is a song called Don't Be Shy.
That's her only song in English.
Her only song in English, that's correct.
With Tiesto. So I'm not surprised if she's going to do a remix on an album, it should be by him since they've worked together. And To me, this is like a bonus track. I feel like it should be called a bonus track because it's a remix of a previous hit. And I'm not the biggest fan of Tiesto. Not saying that I don't like him, but when it comes to his remix, now he is somebody you can listen to if you want a standard, just good dance remix. You know, he's not doing something unique or groundbreaking or different with his sound. He's like, if you like dance, you're gonna love Tiesto, right?
Absolutely.
But it's there. I haven't personally been playing it a lot because it just makes me want to listen to the original.
Yeah, it brings you back to the original. And then this is, of course, an electronic track. And I say of course because when you think about DJ Tiesto, what else can you think of? Like, it's just his style is very electronic. I like it. I like it. It's a very, very good remix, very good version of the song. And that wraps up the Bichota Season album, which, again, I feel it's more an extended version or a side B of the Mañana Será Bonito. When you see the cover of Mañana Será Bonito, is, you know, rainbows, happy faces, hearts, mm-hmm. right? And when you see the cover right. of Bichota Season, it's pure evil. Like, it's mostly the same drawings and the same cartoons and graphics, just a little bit darker. The colors are darker. The pictures are a little bit more nasty. Like, they're not...
Yeah.
So that kind of invites people to think that this is going to be a blast.
Her yeah, dark yeah, side.
This is going to be dark. And yeah,
but it's just, it's dirty and it's fun.
It is fun. I loved the album. My personal favorites I liked a lot. Mi Ex Tenía Razón, I liked that one. S91 is another one I like a lot. Una Noche en Medellín, no doubt. And maybe Dispo. Well, I'm in between because Dispo and Me Tengo Que Ir, I like both of them, but it's just that they have very different vibes. Mm-hmm. They go separate ways. Two absolutely different songs.
I have the same favorites as you. I obviously need to listen to Dispo some more because I was going to say Me Tengo Que Ir. That's my other favorite.
Yeah, very good ones. It's an album that can be heard very easily because it's a 30-minute album. It's not an overwhelming album. It's not something that's going to go for hours and hours. It's a very, very light album. You can listen to it commuting to work. You can listen to the whole album. So yeah, that was pretty much it. I love the review. What are your final thoughts about the album, about Karol G? What are your impressions?
I think Mañana Será Bonito, the original version, is still my favorite, but I'm so happy there are new and fun songs to listen to on this album. And I went back and I put both the albums together on a playlist on Spotify, and then I sort of rearranged them. So it's like they came out together and I just put them in an order. So I've been listening to them mixed together, and it's just a good collection of songs overall.
It is.
It's like 30 songs.
Yeah.
30-something songs overall. So she's done a lot of great music this year.
A lot, yeah. And not to mention, they released a couple weeks ago or maybe 1 month ago another song with a Brazilian artist and Maluma as well.
No hace falta señal para que conectemos. Estamos enviciados y eso lo sabemos. Se puso atrás, así que comencemos. Tocarnos rico es el lenguaje que ambos entendemos. Relájate, que no ha nacido el que haga insularme. Ninguno te hace lo que en el party esta baby te hace. Ey, bebé, ¿qué va a hacer después de topar? Se jugó, lo noto.
But she's been working a lot, and now she's touring. So she has a lot on her plate, I think. But I think it's on purpose. I think she just wants to take advantage of this moment, which for her is probably the most important moment on her artistic life. So it's wonderful. It's great to see her shining as the star she is. And I prefer Mañana Será Bonito rather than The Bichota Season as well. But The Bichota Season has very good vibes, very good songs. And I'm going to put in the playlist as well, for sure. So,
okay, cool.
So yeah, looking forward to your playlist, Erin. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for taking the invite, for accepting the invite. I really wanted to have a conversation with you. I'm sad that Jacob couldn't make it, but
yes,
just say hi to him.
I will. Well, we just need to make him listen to Carol G more.
Probably.
You know?
Now that she has some Japanese sentences, maybe that bring him to the Carol G's world. Yeah, just looking forward to meeting you guys again at some point in the future.
We will.
And I really want to thank you for everything. Erin, I love...
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. And I love your shows. I love everything you're doing. I love listening to you. So I'm going to keep connected.
Thank you. Yes, I'm honored to be invited on your podcast. So thank you so much. And it was fun.
It was fun. So yeah, thank you very much. Take care. Enjoy the concert. And
thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Take care, Erin.
Bye.
Bye. And that's a wrap. Thank you very much, guys, for listening once again. And always keep in mind that staying positive is key for your life. Keep the good vibes going. And keep listening to music, because music is a lovely universal language. And don't forget that if you have any questions, concerns, or if you want to be part of the show, you can always reach out to me in X at Rocola del Rolo, or in Threads at @PlattingJukebox_, or on Instagram at @PlattingJukebox_. Or if you want to send me an email, you can send it at TheLatinJukebox@outlook.com. So that's it, guys. Take care, guys. Hasta la próxima. Dios los bendiga. Un abrazo. Bye, guys.
Tomaste una botellita por mí, el barito tuyo ya me lo bebí. Fumateo, bellateo, en las redes esto es teteo. PR en el jangueo y en Colombia esto es perreo. Las bebitas como yo tienen el propio meneo. El que dijo que Frontu, ¿dónde está? Que no la veo.
Nena, dime si tú estás pa' mí, como yo estoy puesto pa' ti. Tengo una noche a Medellín y te pago el jean.
Papi, dime si tú estás pa' mí, como yo estoy puesta pa' ti.
Dímelo, baby.
Papi, dime y te llevo pa' Medallo.
Qué chimba son.
Cris M.J.
Karol G, la bichota.
Ryan Castro, ey. Saga, 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 saga.
Es el cantante del gueto. Desde Medallo pa' el mundo.
Pa' que sepa.